Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the anniversary of the unification of the armed forces. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the All-Powerful, the one who aids those in need, the one who has made stability and peace from the best of blessings we can enjoy in this world. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one who has no partners. We testify that our master Muhammad is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family and companions and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you and myself with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah waltanzu nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forward for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah, for indeed Allah is acquainted with what you do. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed when reflecting upon the strength and cohesion of nations, and the reasons for their stability, their advancement and prosperity, it is important to note the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the people of the Queen of Sheba, when it says, قَالُوا نَحْنُ أُولُ قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُ بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ They said, We are men of strength and of great military might, but the command is yours, so see what you will command. The strength referred to in this verse was the means of power that the armed forces of the nation of the Queen of Sheba used to face crisis, being the means by which they would protect themselves from potential adversities, the means through which they would protect their homeland from potential enemies, and support and defend the people of their land. Hence we can say that the Quran's referring to them was a form of validating their roles in being part of such men of strength, and was an affirmation of the great responsibility that such a role assumes. For this reason, the scholars of Islam state that this responsibility is a form of collective responsibility that falls upon the men of the nation, inclusive of its mature youth. For collectively, these men or the armed forces represent its strength and power, and the means by which the future of these very nations are protected. And it is through such protection and stability that nations can advance in forms of knowledge and experience and can cause continual benefit for others and thereby build themselves in a manner that allows them to increase on the path of developing their civilizations. So, believers, indeed the presence of armed forces are one of the main means or reasons by which the stability and strength of nations is allowed to endure. For were such forces to be divided, then the nations themselves would be weak and unstable, and this would result in a form of instability. Hence, the stability of the armed forces is one of the key means that enable and allow for generations to grow up in close-knit families that allow for a strong and stable sense of social community, that allow for the interactions of parents and elders to be able to offer guidance and care, to be able to offer good upbringing with upright and refined morals. So we find that it is through the means of the stability offered by strong and stable armed forces that nations find a sense of stability that protects them from often distorted or fabricated ideologies that seek to invoke extremist and destructive currents of thought. For nations who have strong and stable armed forces are not affected by such malicious, extremist and destructive ideas. And in turn, these nations are those that base their foundations on the wise words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ That is, it is enough falsehood for a person to simply relate everything they hear. So brothers and sisters, it is especially important for us as youth and for people of a nation to take heed about with regards to their strengths and their energies in manners that ensure that there is a return of benefit and goodness to themselves, to the communities, and ultimately to the nations and homelands. To do so would be acting upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice, who said, اغتنم خمسة قبل خمسين, to take advantage of five things before five. And he mentioned from these things, شبابika قبل, he said he mentioned your youth before your old age, and your health, وصحتika, before your illness. And so, brothers and sisters, as part of taking advantage in this manner, we have to ensure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for us to have stable and prosperous societies. And in fact, this is the means by which the nations themselves can be judged in terms of their prosperity. For ultimately, the ways by which nations prosper and progress is ultimately determined by the tawfiq, the divinely mandated success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the key ways in which this tawfiq is manifested is in the efforts of the people of those nations themselves. For when you see the people of those nations being avid and be willing to give of themselves and sacrifice of themselves to ensure stability and prosperity of the nation as a whole, this is a positive sign. And so on the anniversary of the unification of the UAE Armed Forces, we seek to extend to everyone who has been affiliated with these forces our abundant appreciation and gratitude and our thanks and gratefulness. For the members of these forces have been the means by which the aspirations of the nations can be built upon and be the means by which they can be ensured. And many of the people who have taken part in these forces have done so purely seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have been willing to sacrifice everything they have. And some of them have actually sacrificed their own lives. And in this, they have not only done a demonstration of their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but have also demonstrated their faithfulness and loyalty to the people of their nations and to their leadership. And so it is through their efforts that many of us continue to enjoy stability, to continue to enjoy peace and prosperity in our lives. So it requires us to be grateful, and requires us to be grateful in a continuing manner to those who continue to put themselves in this manner of ensuring and watching and safeguarding the prosperity of others. And we wish to extend to these people the glad tidings that the Prophet gave to those who engaged in this manner of willing or watching and being in a position of safeguarding the prosperity of the believers. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ainan la tamussuhuma an-nar," that there are two eyes which will never be touched by the fire of hell. And he said, one of those eyes will be an eye which weeps from the fear of Allah. And then he said, the other eye will be an eye which spends the night on guard in the way of Allah, fi sabilillah. So, O Allah, we ask that you protect the armed forces of this nation and that you support them in assisting peace and making the nation a place of safety and security. We ask this not just for our nation, but for all of the nations of the world, that the world in its entirety become a place of peace and security. O Allah, you are the possessor of salam, of peace, and unto you is all salam, and from you is all salam. So admit us in the paradise, the gardens, or the dar, or the ultimate abode of salam, Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, O possessor of all majesty and all honor. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.